Okay, before we start, just one Arva on what we discussed last time. We've gotten stuck on a citation of Rav Ovadia regarding the scenario of a woman, a Sephardi woman or woman who doesn't hold of the Ramas Chumras, goes to the Mechaber 4-day wait before starting her Hesek Tara / Shivan Akiyam, who flies there to Israel. So we quoted from Rav Ovadia, who said that you have the Cheshbin that there be at least 72 hours since the time of Hashmish, if you're holding the Mechaber, that there's no lo shimsha to shimsha, and there's no extra day because of Safek Denish Mashas, so you're just going with the baseline, Ikar Hadin, so to speak, that if there was Hashmish, then you have to make sure 72 hours elapse because of Holetes. So Rav Ovadia says, if you're flying to Yisrael, you have to make sure that it's actually 72 hours, and even if the following night hits before 72 hours, that would give you an extra day. You have to wait an extra day. And what Rav Ovadia says, there'll be very little nafkamina lemaisa. Just Rav Ovadia talking, let's say, in a situation where there was tashmish at night, let's say Motzei Shabbos, and then as far as the onos are concerned, you're counting six onos before you can do your hefsek. The Rav Ovadia says, strictly speaking, the onos aren't to the hour, but it's to the day-night period. So if a woman has tashmish motzei Shabbos, so then ono number one is Sunday day, ono number two is Sunday night, ono number three is Monday day, ono number four is Monday night, ono number five is Tuesday day, ono number six is Tuesday night, and then she could do a hefsek Tuesday by day. But if, let's say, in theory, the tashrik was Sunday by Yom, so then the ono would take you into Wednesday night, and it's not a cheshbon based on hours. In practice, there's almost no real nafkamina in any real scenario, but in theory, Ovadia thinks that you count the ono not based on 72 hours, but based on the day-night period following the time of tashrik. Okay. So we're moving on today to our next unit, which is Tefillah, which in the old printing of the Ba'adei Shulchan was a separate volume. Now they put Nida and Tefillah in the same volume, but in the printing that I have, it starts with Kufsadi Zion. So our next unit will be Kufsadi Zion through Simon Reish, which is the Sugya of Tefillah, Tefillah Bayom, Chatzitza, Chafifa, and Berachos HaTefillah, which should take us a while going forward. I think the plan we discussed for those who were here last time is that we'll break Bli Neder after, not this week, but the next week for Chazara Nebuchadna. So we'll try to get through Kuf Sadi Zayin and Kuf Sadi Tes, which is Tefillah, Tefillah Bayom, and Chafifa. In theory, if we weren't breaking for Bechina, we'd probably go straight into Kuf Sadi Tes first, but that would take a long time. So it's easier just to go into Kuf Sadi Tes, which is shorter, do Chafifa. And then after the next Bechina, we'll go back and do Chatzitza. Then we'll still have to finish up Vestos and Harchokos, which should take us past Pesach. I'm assuming we'll finish whatever we're able to finish around the end of April, a couple weeks after Pesach, then have a final Bechina. And then we'll have hopefully about 7 weeks for Avelis. Okay. So with that, Simon Kuf Sadi Zayin, as we noted at the beginning of the year in our Hakdamos, Min HaTorah Anida can see Dam, day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. As long as she's able to do a Hefsek Tara at the end of day 7 before night, she can then go to the Mikvah Motzai day 7. That's what the Gemara has on Sanu Zayin and Mubez, the Meimer of Rav, that Anida Bismana Eina Tavelos Ella Balayla. And we also noted in our Hakdamos that as opposed to the Tefillah of Azava, which is before Shbakra, Tefillah's Nida is not before Shbakra. So various days in the Bali Tosos as to what the source of Tefillah for Nida is. I haven't read that since the Raisa, but it's not the before Shbakra as far as what the source of Tefillah's Nida is. Okay. But both when it comes to Tefillah's Nida and Tefillah's Zava, there's a Machlokes Tanayim, Nida Lamed Amin Aleph, other places as well, and Machlokes Rishonim, as we'll see, whether Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah. What would be the driving force behind Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah? So the Torah quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is Perek Beis Halacha Dalid that Asur Leisha Lama B'Tumasa. There's an Isser for a woman to remain in a state of Tumah. So Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah is the corollary to that Isser of being Omeid B'Tumasa. Now, strictly speaking, there may be more resonance to that in the context of Taros than in the context of the Baila, that if there's an Isser Lama B'Tumasa, that may be more pronounced for Taros, it may not be exactly the same Labaila. But either way, that's part of what's behind potentially Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah. Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah, as we'll see, may be Nogeya Tefillah B'Yom HaKippurim. If Tefillah B'Zman is Mitzvah, so then it's more likely that it'll be much on Yom Kippur if you assume that Shari Nuyim are only Durabanan. Or more easily if you assume that Shari Nuyim are Durabanan. Maybe even the Raisa. It's relevant to Tefillah if a person has a shame al Basara. That's the Sugya in Shabbos Kuf Kaf Aleph. If you may end up causing a Gram Lechikas Hashem through Tefillah. And in our local context, we'll see the more specific applications of Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah as far as Tefillah on Shabbos and Tefillah where a woman's not going to readily be able to be with her husband that night, not by the Be'ir, or such situations. So Tosfos on Lamed Amud Aleph Div Maskil Shmamina quotes Rabbeinu Chananel that lehalacha tefila bizman mitzvah. So what does that mean, tefila bizman mitzvah, if nowadays no one's going to the mikvah at a time that would be prescribed in the Torah? After all, we have all the additional Takanas Chacham, where we're mapped to treat every woman as both a Nid and a Zavah, the Chumra. So the time that a woman goes to the mikvah is never the time that she would be going to the mikvah min HaTorah. The Beis Yosef explains that even if that's the case, even if Bizman Hazeh, Mishum Takanas Chachamim, various Takanas Chachamim, the time that a woman goes to the mikvah, her Zman Tefillah, is not the Zman Fila min HaTorah. Nevertheless, that's considered to be Zmana for purposes of Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah. Whatever the prescribed time is, even Mishim Takanas Chachamim, that's called Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah. If you assume that Lahalacha Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah, that's how the Beis Yosef explains this Rabbeinu Chananel and those that say Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah even nowadays. And on that basis, the Mordechai Simin Tafshin Lamedal quotes from the Rash, that the Rash instructed his daughter to go to the mikvah even in the bitter cold weather, even if it wasn't Baila Be'ir, because Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah. We're just talking about going to the mikvah in Montana. That's the position of Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Tam assumes halacha that Tefillah B'Zman Lav Mitzvah. That's what Tosas quotes in Yuma Chesem and Aleph Diber Maskel B'Kuli Alma. Tosas Yuma Chesem and Aleph Diber Maskel B'Kuli Alma. In the Sefer Yashar, this Rabbeinu Tam appears in the context of Tefillah B'Yom HaKippurim. Rabbeinu Tam paskins Tefillah B'Zman Lav Mitzvah, and therefore a woman is not allowed to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. If we would have assumed Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah, so then a woman could go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, even though obviously there's an Isser of Tashmish. What's behind the Rabbeinu Tam? So the Mordechai Tafshin Nun Beis says the Rabbeinu Tam is driven by precisely the point that the Beis Yosef tries to work around for Rabbeinu Chananel, that in practice we never go to the mikvah nowadays at the time that's appropriate in the Torah because of the various takanos chachamim that extend the Tara process. So for that reason, Tefillah B'Zman Lav Mitzvah. If tefillah bezmana was mitzvah, that would only make sense if you're going to the mikvah at a time that is prescribed min hatorah.
You think Chazal would not have made these takanos if we pass into tefillah mitzvah?
No, I think he's saying I'll read the lashon of Mordechai. Lashon of Mordechai is again tafshin nun beis and shvuos pasuk ben etam the tefillah bezmana ena mitzvah period. The teda, what's the raya that tefillah bezmana ena mitzvah? Sharei kol nashim shalanu einan tovlos lemotzei shiva l'riyasan. So all our women don't go to the mikvah motzei day seven, which is what a nida min haTorah would do. The sagi lahu b'tvila shetovelas lemotzei shiva, and we rely on the fact, or we allow the women just to go to the mikvah motzei shiva nikiyim. Matzai Shiva Lisfirasa, Shahu Matzai Shmona Lariasa, which is going to be later than Matzai day seven of the Tefillah. So if it was the case that Tefillah is Mana Mitzvah, it sounds like we would require that women go to the mikvah Matzai day seven. Maybe we require, it's not that the Chachamim wouldn't have been Misakim or the Misakim, we would have had the two Tefillos, like Tosfos indicates may have been the case historically at one point, that a woman goes to the mikvah after Yemei Nidusa as well as after Yemei Libuna. So the fact that we don't have such a practice, that we don't require women to go to the mikvah Motzai day seven, in addition to whenever our Torah passes is complete, is a riot indication that it must be Tefillah Bezman Olam Mitzvah. If Tefillah Bezman Mitzvah, then we would have been mechayev of women, even post Akanas Chazal, to go to the mikvah twice. That's what it sounds like in the Mordechai's presentation of Beinu Tam. And therefore, he says that's why it's usher to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. As we'll talk about a little bit later, what are the constraints on going to the mikvah on Shabbos, but at least there's a Gzeira de Rabbanon of Rechitzas called Gufo, even Bitsonein. So if Tefillah Bezmana is La Mitzvah, so then you have no license to go to the mikvah on Leil Shabbos at all. Okay, so that's Rebbeinu Tam, and that's the Mordechai's presentation of Rebbeinu Tam, and that's how Tosos and Beitza quotes as well, Yuchas and Beis, Dibur Maskol Kol, Usher.
Rebbeinu Tam not understand that this idea of Tosos and Beitza would come from the Yerushalmi? Because we said it's based on the fact that you're Isser, right?
Right.
The starting point's there.
Mm-hmm.
So how could Chazal and not act on that Isser? Let people be missing.
So it could be that the Isser Lishos B'Tumasa is limited to Taros and not Labaila. And we're all now talking on a level of Labaila where there's no Taros ramification at all. Or it could be, and if we need to accept the Yerushalmi, maybe there's something else between Tefillah Bezman and Mitzvah. But as a baseline, we're not talking with Tara, so that, as I said at the beginning, it could be that minimizes the relevance of Isser Lahashos B'Tumas. But there is another way of looking at this. We said that the presentation of the Mordechai, according to Rebbeinu Tam, is that how do I know tefillah bezmana la mitzvah? The fact that we weren't misakin an additional tefillah after 7 days of nidus is an indication that tefillah bezmana la mitzvah, because if tefillah bezmana mitzvah, then we would have expected a woman to have to go to the mikvah to be mekayeh the tefillah min haTorah after 7 days of her re'iyah, even if she's not going to be mutaris l'baila because of the various the fact that there is no such practice is an indication that tefillah bezmana lav mitzvah. And in fact, there's a Chuvas HaRivash, Simon Tuf Kafhei, Sidri Tara quotes this in the beginning of Kuf Sadihei. The Chuvas HaRivash Tuf Kafhei says, V'nira shenogu b'tefillah zu b'doros harishonim ishim taros, that in earlier times, they were noheg to do an additional tefillah, a first tefillah after 7 days of re'iyah because of taros. Just as the Gemara indicates on Lamed Beis that they used to have ketanos be tovelos as well because of taros. The ode after this tefillah, tefillah b'zman mitzvah. And maybe those who had such a practice, the Doris HaRishonim of having two tefillahs, b'mei nidusa, b'mei libuna, they held that tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. And then he says, afal pikein, he quotes from the Ramban, that in the later generations, they're mevatel this practice because it's a chumrah asili dekula, just like the Maisa Shabbos Gimel of Tanan de Beilio, of that Surah Meirabanan, who was Makel and Erchakos Bimei Libuna, because since she already went to the mikvah once, he was more Makel on certain things before the second tefillah. So that's why they're Mavatal this practice. But the Rivash makes the same point that Bedoris HaRishonim, they were knowing two tefillahs, possibly because tefillah bismana mitzvah. And there have been a time of saying the inverse. The fact that we're not knowing two tefillahs is an indication that tefillah bismana lav mitzvah. Now, you could have also said that fundamentally, tefillah bismana mitzvah, but in practice, all of our tefillos are shelo bismana. The Rabbeinu Chananel, the way the Beis Yosef explained, says we pass in tefillah bismana mitzvah, and our tefillos are considered bismana, even though they're delayed, Mishum Takan Slechamim, at the end of the day, we consider that Bismana. And there being a time, the way the Mordechai presents it, says, no, Tefillah Bismana, Lav Mitzvah, because if it was a mitzvah, we'd be doing two tefillahs, we'd be going to the mikvah after day 7, L'Riyasa. You could have also maybe said that, no, Tefillah, L'Halacha, Tefillah Bismana is a mitzvah, but the Chachamim, through their Tarkanos, in essence, told you don't do that mitzvah because of the cheshbonos of the Takanos Chachamim. So in practice, we don't have a tefillah bismana. So there may be a mashmos that way in the mechaber in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. The mechaber writes first in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, Taf Reish Yud Gimel Sifu Beis, Taf Reish Yud Gimel Sifu Beis. Bismana ze asher leisha lipel biyom kippurim, afilu igiyas man filasa bo bayom. That our practice is that a woman is not allowed to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, even if the day of her tefillah is on Yom Kippur. Tafresh yud gimel yud beis. But the Mechaber doesn't explain any further there. However, in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Tafkuf Nundalit Sivchas, Tafkuf Nundalit Sivchas, and Mechaber writes, Tvila shel mitzvah bismana muteres, that on Tisha B'Av a woman could be tovelos bismana, aval bismana zeh, ein tvila bismana. Hilkach lo titbol bo. But nowadays we don't have tefillah bismana. Right? Not that tefillah bismana lav mitzvah. No, tefillah bismana mitzvah. But nowadays we don't have tefillah bismana because everybody is tavelas at the time prescribed by Takanos Chazal, which is not the tefillah bismana of the Torah. And therefore, in practice, a woman can't go to the mikvah on Tisha B'Av. Right, so he's not saying tefillah bismana lav mitzvah. He's saying tefillah bismana mitzvah, but we don't have tefillah bismana. That's the third possibility. Yeah.
If you say tefillah bismana mitzvah,
mm-hmm.
is that a mishum deraisa?
Tefillah bismana mitzvah is presumably deraisa.
Then why are Chazal allowed to make tefanos?
Shevi al tasa.
Even though they're actively making the
takana,
it's only
the male
going to lead to not doing
the
unlike the Yerushalmi, the act of mitzvah stems from the Isser turning the Tumah.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to say it's a mitzvah daraisa, what would be like a custom? Like, main shalom being mitzvah from Tumah.
I don't think Yerushalmi quotes the pasuk. Does anyone know, by the way, why the Yerushalmi peters out after the fourth parak? Do the academics talk about it? it doesn't go to pasuk. I mean, we could guess pasukim, but so if the Yerushalmi were to read Vizartem not like Prisha Samach Levest, I don't know. Okay, so again, the Mechaber and Hilchos Tishah sounds like fundamentally Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah, but we don't have Tefillah B'Zman anymore, and that's why a woman can't go to the mikvah on Tishah B'Av. Now, what does the Mechaber write here? Chutzadi Zion Beis. In Baila Be'ir, Mitzvah Lipo B'Zmana, Shelah Levatam, the Period Rivia, Afilu Laila Achas. So the Beis Yosef in his final analysis here in Siman Kuf Tzadi Zayin, Beis Yosef's conclusion is that Tefillah B'Zmana Lav Mitzvah. And the fact that the minhag is that you don't go to the mikvah if ein baila be'ir is an indication that Tefillah B'Zmana Lav Mitzvah. And when the Mechaber says in baila be'ir mitzvah lipol b'Zmana, shelo levatim piri rivya filo laila achas, so that's not an unequivocal Tefillah B'Zmana mitzvah. It's that if Baila Be'ir, then mitzvah lipol shelo levatim lipirya urivya. So how does that fit with the Mechaber in Hilchos Tishah B'Av that says fundamentally Tefillah B'Zmana mitzvah? Rabbi Karp suggests in his Beir Halach on the Siman that that's precisely the point, that fundamentally the Beis Yosef is paskening Tefillah B'Zmana is mitzvah, but we don't have Tefillah B'Zmana. That's what he writes Beferish in Hilchos Tishah about Tefillah B'Zmana mitzvah, we don't have Tefillah B'Zmana. And that's what he means over here, that since we don't have Tefillah B'Zmana, so there's no mitzvah of Tefillah B'Zmana per se. Just if Baila Be'ir, so then there's a mitzvah Mishom Puravu, but not because of mitzvah Tefillah per se. So in the Ikra then fundamentally Tefillah B'Zmana mitzvah. Nowadays we don't have Tefillah B'Zmana, so you can't talk about a mitzvah Tefillah al Tefillah per se. But even if there's no nitzas tefillah because the tefillah is mana, but there's still a mitzvah whereby lebeir shelo levatel nipiria uvithya. And that's like what the Darkei Moshe writes here as well in Sifkatan Aleph in the Darkei Moshe Katsar. Kasam Arik Shorish Lamed Hei, Bizmana Ze, Ein Tfila Bizmana Mitzvah, Dahasha Machmirin Tuva, Shalala Haska Lisper Zayin Akiyam, Ela Achar Vav or Hei Yamim, Ein Kan Tfila Bizmana, the Chain Kasam Beis Yosef. The Darkei Moshe says that, that's what the Beis Yosef says. So it sounds like he's also understanding the Beis Yosef as saying that fundamentally, Tefila Bizmana Mitzvah, but nowadays we don't have Tefila Bizmana. Just parenthetically, in the Ma'arik, the way he says that we don't have Tefila Bizmana, his lashon was, how is it that we don't have Tefila Bizmana, or how do we know that we don't have Tefila Bizmana? Because we're Machmir Mishum Poletes. He doesn't say because of Takanas Rabbi Chumra Benos Yisrael. He just says because of the added days of the Chashash Poletes. That's just a Maimar Muskar. The Beis Yosef, the way he presents it, is we don't know the Tefillah Bizmana because of the additional Takanas Chachamim. Right? That's what the Beis Yosef understood the Rabbeinu Chanano. But in the Ma'arik that the Darkei Moshe quotes, it sounds like the reason we don't feel this mana is because of the Chumra Poletes, not because of the Chumra of Rabbi Reb Zera. But be that as it may, that seems to be what Rabbi Karp suggests, seems to fit well, that within the Beis Yosef to look at everything together as being consistent, fundamentally, Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah. Nowadays, we don't have Tefillah Bizmana, which is why you can't go to the mikvah on Tisha B'Av, you can't go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, which is why there's no reason to go to the mikvah if ain't Ba'il Ba'ir. But if Ba'il Ba'ir, so then the mitzvah to go to the mikvah is driven by the Chiva Puruvu and not by the mitzvah tefillah per se. And you take a look at the Taz here, Sivkatan Beis, in Baila Be'ir. So, afilu man disfir lei betur, tefillah bizmana la mitzvah. That even if tefillah bizmana la mitzvah, mikol mako mishum per yeribya, vadai mitzvah. Even if tefillah bizmana la mitzvah, meaning take away the whole question of tefillah bizmana mitzvah or not, that even if tefillah bizmana la mitzvah, there's still a mitzvah mishum pru urvu. And take a look at the Torah Sashlamim Sifkatan Aleph. Aval below tam zeh tefillah bizmana la mitzvah. That if not for bittul pru urvu, Tefillah bizmana lav mitzvah. And they had time also lipo betisha b'av yom kippurim afilu b'giyah zman. So he says it as tefillah bizmana lav mitzvah. And you could have also said what Rabbi Karp says, that fundamentally tefillah bizmana mitzvah, but in practice, there's no tefillah bizmana, and that gets you to the same place, but that's more consistent with the lashon of the Mechaber in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Now, parenthetically, the Mechaber here says the reason to go to the mikvah by Labayir, independent of tefillah bizmana mitzvah, is shelo levatel mipirya urivya. Why doesn't he say shelo levatel mitzvahs ona? Isn't there still mitzvahs ona, even if you've already been mekayim pru urvu? The Baal Yeshulchan asks this, And he says maybe the Mechaber just uses the terminology of Shelo Levatim, Kiri Rivia, because Ona is Nita on the Mechila, as opposed to Pru Urvu. And he notes that the Lashon of Maril and Tshuva HaKadoshos, Simin Sadi Vav, is Pru Urvu or Ona, and Tshuva Sadesh and Simin Reishnan Hay. Tshuva Sadesh and Reishnan Hay uses the Lashon only of Ona and not of Pru Urvu. But again, the Taras HaShlamim, it sounds like the Taz are presenting the Mechaber here as saying Tefillah Bizman Lav Mitzvah, but nevertheless, you should go to the Mikvah by Levi Ir Mishem Ona. And Rabbi Karp, reading this together with the Mechaber and Hilchos Tishba, says, no, the Mechaber holds Tefillah Bizman Mitzvah, but we don't have Tefillah Bizman, and what you do have is Mitzvah Peruvu / Ona if by Levi Ir. Then the Torah Shlomo continues back in Sifkat and Aleph. Ulefi zeh gam b'chal tisha b'av b'shabbos the pasuk Rama dino again lasser tashu shamita im kein asur litbo. So even when tisha b'av falls on Shabbos, where we paskin that there's an iser tashmish, so then there's going to be an iser tevila as well. Because tefillah bizmana lav mitzvah. I'm sorry? Because we're nohei gavelus bitzina on Tisha B'av Shechayas B'Shabbos. So the baseline is that there is an iser of rechitza. The only potential hetzer would be if tefillah bizmana mitzvah. But if tefillah bizmana lav mitzvah, and there's an iser, Rechitza. So if it would have been the case that there's a Hatter Tashmish, so then the mitzvah of Shalal Levatim Piri Rivia would allow you to go to the mikvah on Leil Tishba. But since we're knowing an Isser Tashmish, and we're knowing even what the Ramah says, we're knowing an Isser Tashmish, and therefore we also go to the mikvah because of the Isser of Rechitza as well, as far as Dvarim Hanog and Mitzinah that are knowing on Tishba Shechayas B'Shabbos. However, if you look in Piskei Tshuva, Sifkatan Ches, Piskei Tshuva quotes the Tshuva's Avnei Shoam, Hitra Le'isha Litbo B'Leil Shabbos, Shehaya Baila Avel, V'yom Zayin Haya B'Shabbos. That the Shaila was a woman's husband was in Avelis, Leil Tfilas Friday night, and he got up from Shiva Shabbos morning. So Tashmish is going to be Usher on Friday night, but he's getting up from Shiva Shabbos morning. Mayamart, hello Usher l'shamish ad acher yitzim beis haknesses b'yom Shabbos, v'Usher l'shamish b'yom. So what's the justification for allowing going to the mikvah? Tashmish is going to be Usher anyway. And the only reason we allow you to go to the mikvah on Friday night is because of Ona / Peruvu. Alamavur Shin Pegimel Avelus Ava B'chal Shar Kirevos is Mutter. So yeah, they can't have Tashmish, but the other Harchakos aren't Aser. So it would be Mutter to go to the mikvah in order to be Matir Shar Kirevos. And then he adds that, excuse me, if you're not going to allow her to go to the mikvah Friday night, she's not going to go to the mikvah Motzei Shabbos either, because you're creating a situation to be marfik chafifa from tevila. That's another reason to be matir on Friday night. And Piskei Tshuva says, not so fast. The neistayti tzarach iyan mashakasav, number one, she's not convinced that you wouldn't allow her to go to the mikvah Motzei Shabbos if we're not allow her to go to the mikvah Friday night, because bimarka chafifa from tefillah in that case isn't such a big deal. But so that's his pickbook on the Avnei Shoam. But as far as the first part of the Avnei Shoam, The fact that he allows going to the mikvah Friday night in a situation where the husband is getting up from Shiva Shabbos morning in order to be matur shar krevos, that could potentially be relevant for Tisha B'Av Shachayas B'Shabbos as well. Again, see Torah Sashlamim, that maybe it should be matur going to the mikvah Tisha B'Av Shachayas B'Shabbos, even if we're knowing the Chum of the Ramah Tasr Tashmish, because she still would be matur B'Shar krevos. Do you want to say something? Shark Ravis are also in Yom Kippur. Yeah. So that's what the Pesachei Tshuva quotes on the Avnei Shoam. So that could be relevant. If you accept that Avnei Shoam, that sounds like it would be against this Torah Sashlam, and then maybe we would be matir going to the mikvah on Leil Tisha B'Av Shachayas B'Shabbos, even if it's only matir Shar Krevos. Bader Shulchan in Sifkatan Tesvav quotes from a Tshuvas Maram Shik. Maram Shik Yeredeya Simin Shin Samach Dalin and Simin Shin Samach Hay. Who is Machmir that a woman whose husband is an Avelus should not go to the mikvah during Avelus because Shema Yitkefenu Yitzra. Meaning, in principle, she could go to the mikvah, and that would be Matur Shar Krevos. But it's a bad idea because Shema Yitkefenu Yitzra. So it's Sifkatan Tezai. That's about the Shulchan quotes from the Maram Shik. Yesh akasa shelo titba l'nidasa d'chashina shif tefenu yitzro lavo aleha elim kein tucha lahastir atfila mimenu adavor yimei aviluso. That's what he calls the Maram Shik. The yesh misha sovrish ein choshishim lakach imutaris litba b'chol inyan. That's what he quotes from the Avin Shoam that we saw in the Pesachei Tshuva. Amnam Ladina says the Badi Yashokhan, Ein Klokach Nafkaminam, he puts a zoo, because anyway, the minhag is that women don't go to the mikvah, kish ein balayim ba'ir. So the minhag is you don't go to the mikvah if baila ba'ir, but he's asir b'tashmish. So he thinks to be machmer on this, even if it's going to be matir shar krevos. If you look in the Shach, in the end of Sif Katan Gimel, he calls him a Chivas Maram Lublin, Kala Besula She'ira Tfilasa Leil Shabbos, Nir Lahatir, Afagav Denogim Shel Liv Al Bilas Mitzvah Ad Acher Shabbos, Mishem Shar Mine Kerevos, Nami Mitzvah Hey. That where in a place where the minhag is not to be bo bilas mitzvah Friday night, so you're not going to be anyway. Nevertheless, you can go to the mikvah because it's matir shar krevos. And Rav Yashiv says this halacha as well. Chelik beis kovitz tshuva simen men beis. Chelik beis simen men beis. In any situation in which, for whatever reason, be it practical or... he's talking about a practical scenario. He's not talking about the Avela Shaila. But where you're not going to have Tashmish on Friday night, for whatever the technical reasons are, it's still mutter to go to the mikvah because it's matir shar mine kreitz. Now, in practice, on the Tishrei of Shechayos B'Shabbos issue itself, the Mishabura paskins based on the Magen Avraham that Tashmish is mutter b'leil tefillah. Generally speaking, we're machmir to aser tashmish petition of Shechayos B'Shabbos. But if it's leil tefillah, Mishabura paskins based on the Magen Avraham that it's mutter, and therefore tefillah is going to be muteris. That's the Mishabura simin tafkuf nedalid sif katan mem tafkuf nedalid sif katan mem. So in practice, Tisha B'Shechayos B'Shabbos, we will be matru tefillah because we are matru tashmish if it's leil tefillah. But this discussion will be relevant for the Evan Shoham's case of a husband who gets up from Shiva, let's say, on Shabbos. Would you be matru going to the mikra Friday night because of shar kravos?
What mitzvah is it,
Shar Kravos,
that we would be
matir
the
tefillah and mishnah,
included
in Ona? Probably
included in Ona, yeah. Is that how we observe Avelis? Do we have people who get up from
Shiva
on Shabbos
morning?
Sure.
The Messiah is that day 7 of Shabbos mixes Yom Kukulo, so you get up from Shiva Shabbos morning. It happens one out of every seven. actually, more frequently, because if Rahman al-Islam, someone passes away late Friday, can't do Kruah until Sunday. Someone passes away on Shabbos, or someone passes away early Sunday. So there are more Sunday burials than any other day of the week for that reason. So there are statistically probably more Shivas that end on Shabbos than any other day of the week. In fact, I think both when I said Shiva from my mother, La Shalom, and all these Shivas of all four of my grandparents ended on Shabbos.
You walk around the
Are we in yard today?
No, but no one else said Kaddish, so Rav Shapter thinks that someone should say Kaddish. Okay. Fine. So let's talk now about Tefillah B'Shabbos. The Rama says, Muteris litbo leil Shabbos. Im lo yachla litbo kodem lachein. That a woman's allowed to go to the mikvah Friday night if she didn't have the opportunity to go before. The dafka in baila beir. Ababila v'hachi aser. So what's the backstory here? What's the starting point? So min ha-Torah, there is no iser of ruchitza on Shabbos. Definitely not b'tzonein, even kol gufo, and not b'chamin b'mayim shahuchmu me'er Shabbos. So min haTorah, you can you bathe your body fully, bath shower in cold water, or mayim shahuchmu me'er Shabbos. That's the sugya Shabbos lamentes on the bays onto Mem Amud Aleph. In practice, Machlokas Rav Shmuel about Cham and Shehuchmu Me'erev Shabbos. Part of the consideration is that maybe you'll think that we heat it up on Shabbos. And therefore, Lahalacha, there are various levels of Isser Rechitza Midrabana. So the Mechaber writes the beginning of Simen Shin Kavav. Aser Lirchos Kol Gufo, Afila Kol Aver Ve'Aver Levad. So you're not allowed to wash your entire body on Shabbos, even one limb at a time. Afila B'Mayim Shehuch B'Me'er Shabbos, even if the water was heated up before Shabbos. the Mishabura quotes here, but this is basically how Rashi explains, emerges from the Gemara. He's quoting Ragan Avram, Zera Shema Yavoa Yidei Zela Hachem Shabbos. You may come to heat up water on Shabbos if you're allowed to use Mayim Shehuchim Me'er Shabbos. Beinim Heim Bekli, Beinim Heim Bekarka. Afilu Lishba Chamayim Al-Gufa Lishtatei Faser. Aval Mutter Lerichat Ben Panav Yad Viraglav. Panav Yad Viraglav is Mutter B'Mayim Shehuchim Me'er Shabbos. Okay. The Hani Mil Bechamia or so there's no gzeira when it comes to chamei tveria, natural springs. The ein tzarich lomar mitzonenin. The ein tzarich lomar that there's no iser of washing your whole body in cold water. Says that's the mechaber at the beginning of simin shin kaf bav. Then. The Mishnah tells us in Beitza Yud Zayin Amud Beis. You mind handing me Beitza? Towards the right.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. Thank you. So the Mishnah has Yud Zayin Amud Beis in Beitza. Chalias Acher Shabbos, if Yantif falls on Sunday, they shami omrim abilin as the kov lefnei Shabbos, they sell omrim kelim lefnei Shabbos, the adam the Shabbos. So tefilas kelim you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, tefilas adam you are allowed to do on Shabbos. Meaning tefilas kelim according to Beisela is aser even on Yantif. And Tfilas Adam is Mutter even on Shabbos. The Tfilas Kayam is Aser, Tfilas Adam is Mutter. Why is there that difference? So the Gemara explains, and Daf Yechasim and Aleph, that Tfilas Kayam is Aser, even on Yantiv, because it looks like Tikkun Mana. That if you're Tovil Kayam, that's a form of Misakin Kli. But at least according to Rava, Rava explains that Tfilas Adam is Mutter because it's Nira Kemekar. It doesn't look, you would have said that just like you have a problem of Tikkun, on a Kli, you have a problem of Tikkun on a person because you're changing his halachic status, you're being the Tahir of the person when he goes to the Mikvah, he's becoming Tahor. There's no Nira Kemisakein because it's Nira Kemekar. It looks like he's just going for a swim. He's going for a bath because, again, Mikra Adin, Rechitzas Kol Gufo is Mutter on Shabbos. So the person would think that he's just going for, he's going for pleasure. He's going to wash himself. He's not going for halachic tikkun purposes. That's why Tfilas Adam, Bitzonanim, will be Mutter on Shabbos. The Mordechai that we quoted before in Simen Tav Shin Nun Beis, Mordechai assumes that the question of Tefillah B'Shabbos or the permissibility of Tefillah B'Shabbos is dependent on Tefillah B'Zmana Mitzvah. That's the Mordechai quotes from the Bahad that Murta Litvah B'Shabbos because Tfilah Bizmana Mitzvah. Darke Moshe writes in Sifkat and Gimel, Ef Shalomar, the Afagav, the Matir Hasam Litbo B'Shabbos Mishim Dinir Kamekar. So the Gemara basis has you're allowed to go to the Mikvah on Shabbos because it's near Kamekar. It doesn't sound like it has anything to do with Tfilah B'Zman Mitzvah or not. Even if Tfilah B'Zman Lav Mitzvah is near Kamekar, it looks like you're going for a swim. Dafka Tfilah B'Zman, no. Maybe the Gemara in Beitza is assuming that Tfilah B'Zman Mitzvah. Aval Shalom B'Zman Lo. So the Darkei Moshe says the Mordechai wants to make it dependent on whether Tfila Bismana Mitzvah. That we only give the explanation of Nerika Maker, Tfila Bismana Mitzvah. But if Tfilah B'Zman Lav Mitzvah, then it sounds like we wouldn't have been motivated to give that heter of Nira Kamekar. We would have been machmir even on Tfilah B'Shabbos because, bottom line, it looks like a tikkun. And the heter that the Gemara suggests is only because we have the motivation of Tfilah B'Zman Mitzvah. And the Darkei Moshe says, even if the Mordechai said that, but we don't accept that lahalacha. And the fact that we're nohay to be tovel on Shabbos, even if we assume tefillah b'zman lav mitzvah, so it must be that the Mordechai's equation is not acceptable halacha, and that nirah kamekar exists independent of tefillah b'zmana. Or the way the Truman Sedeshin says it in Reish Nun Hey is that even if tefillah b'zman lav mitzvah, but you still have mitzvahs ona. So in practice, we treat it as tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. But either way, what emerges from the Gemara in Beitza is that fundamentally, tefillas adam, tefillas nashim would be mutter on Shabbos, at least its own name. And nevertheless, there are Rishonim that were machmir on tefillah shalom b'zmana on Shabbos, or tefillah where it's possible to be tovel earlier. Meaning, once we don't accept, if we accept the Darkei Moshe, and we assume that the Gemara in, we assume that the Gemara in Beitza is not dependent on tefillah b'zmana mitzvah, so then it should come out that even if tefillah b'zmana lav mitzvah, it would be mutter to go to the mikvah on Friday night, bitzonein, even if it's not zmana, even if it was a delayed tefillah, or even if you could have gotten to the mikvah earlier. Nevertheless, there are rishonim that for various reasons are machmir not to allow going to the mikvah on Friday night if either ein ba'al be'ir or if there's an opportunity to go earlier, which we saw reflected in the Rama over here. What are the reasons for such a position? So the Maril writes in Tshuva, Chadashos Simin Sadivav, Tshuva's Maril Chadashos Simin Sadivav, Dilma Asi Lidei Schita, Otiltol Alontis Bekarmelis. We're concerned that, yeah, as far as the Etzem Tefillah itself, Heter Gomer, Nira Kamekar. But we're worried about some of the ancillary considerations. Maybe she's going to dry herself with a towel and squeeze out the towel and there'll be Schita. Maybe she'll carry the towel in a carmelis. So maybe there'll be other side problems that are created by allowing tefillah on Friday night. And he says you're also causing being marchik the chafifa from the tefillah because you're going to have to do the chafifa earlier on Friday. You can't wait till the last minute. And then you're going to the mikvah once it's already Shabbos. That's more of a gap between chafifa and tefillah. So that's three considerations the Maril has why there's a reluctance to allow tefillah Friday night if you have the opportunity to go earlier or if it's not by the year or if there are other you could have gone earlier, either schita or tiltol or bimarche chafifa from tefillah. Michael.
Yeah, understand the main bile of the year, but if you could have done earlier and didn't, then there's just as much of a mitzvah sona pru revu consideration than there would be if regular bile of the year would have been allowed. Right. Why is there less of a mitzvah sona consideration if you could have done and didn't go?
It sounds like it's a pshia consideration, as we'll see in a little. We'll see shortly. Machlokas taz and shach about the extent to which we take this. If the taz is more macro, even situations where there is no pshia or it's an ones and the husband came at the last minute, but even for the shach, where a woman the pshia could have gone earlier, doesn't go earlier, and it was by a little bit here, it's totally your fault. It sounds like there is some kind of a knas, if you will, or reluctance to allow it because she had the opportunity to go earlier and did it. And that's what that sounds like. And then Bariel himself, that we just quoted, it's not so clear what his context is. He just says, the fact that the practice is we don't allow women to go to the mikvah shelo bizmana is for these considerations of schita tiltol. But he doesn't really explain what his scenario of tefillah shelo bizmana is. If what's the case, was it only Bipshia or Baones or not by Lebeir. He doesn't really explain what his context is. But those are his considerations why there may be a reluctance to carte blanche allow tefillah on Friday night. Truma Sadeshen in Simon Reish Nun Hey says that nowadays we don't generally wash ourselves on Shabbos kol gufo, even bitzonein, even though Mekar Adin is mutter, and therefore it's harder to justify Nira Kamekar, because if you see someone jumping into the mikvah on Friday night, you're not really thinking that, oh, they're going for a swim or a bath. Truman Sadeshin writes, Mikol Makom, Haminag hu lizahir vilim noah. So our practice is to avoid v'chitzas kol gufo, even b'tzonein, in general. V'imkei lekel ameimer the adam nira kemekar, the hanisar lahakir. So you can't say that it's nira kemekar because we don't do that. Umuchach milsa delitbal mechavein v'nira kemesaken. And therefore, we're back where we started. It should be a nira kemesaken. So where it's b'mako ona, we'll still allow it. But without that, the Truman Sadeshin is reluctant. His lashon is more broadly. This is again Reish Nun Hey. The shaila was about a yoledes where she could have gone to the mikveh earlier. A yoledes post 40-80 days. She could have gone to the mikveh earlier, but it's more convenient to go Friday night. So the Truman Sadeshin says, strictly speaking, that should be fine near a kamekar. However, shamati miharbe nashim shemapsikim iser v'davar litbal b'shabbos ki agavna. If it's Baila Ba'ir, so then it's butter because of Mrs. Ona. And even if it's Shalobish Asona, Mesamech Ishta B'Tashmish. But absent that, and definitely if it's not Baila Ba'ir, it's not advisable because it's harder to justify a near Kamekar consideration nowadays. So this is where the Taz and the Shaf disagree about the scope of the Truma Sadeshin as far as where he thinks he should refrain from tefillah on Friday night if it's not Baal HaBa'ir. So the Taz thinks in Sifkat and Dalid that if the woman, let's say, she was able to go to the mikvah on Wednesday night, but she didn't because she wasn't expecting her husband to come home until the following week. And then suddenly the husband appears on Erev Shabbos. So she could have gone to the mikveh earlier, but she wasn't expecting her husband to, and that's why she didn't. So the Taz thinks that even in that case, it'll be us to go to the mikveh according to the Truma Sadeshin. Even in a case where she didn't go to the mikveh earlier because of ones, it's still going to be usher. And the Shach thinks that, no, as long as there's no pshia on her part, it's going to be mutter. That as long as, even if it, she could have gone to mikveh earlier, but she didn't because it wasn't yet by a little year, the husband comes unannounced Erev Shabbos. So, okay, as Michael was saying, Vayter, you have Mrs. Ona, and you have... that's enough of Heter to allow her to go to the mikveh Friday night. So anything short of a pshia, the Shach thinks would be mutter. And the Dagomer Vava writes on the side that even if she delayed her tefillah because of some chumra midir abanan, and now she wants to go Friday night, that's going to be mutter as well. That's considered zmana. So for the Shach, in essence, anytime there was a consideration that prevented you from going to the mikveh earlier, that'll make the Friday night tefillah considered tefillah bismana for purposes of mitzvahs ona. Rav Avadia quotes the tshuva of Yehuda Yalom, Maria Sad, Yaredeya Simin Reish Yud Zayin, a woman who was a store owner, and she was worried that if she went to the mikveh during the week, she'd have to close her store, and Evan would realize where she went. So there was a lack of sneis involved. So the Maria Sad is matir, this woman going to the mikveh dafka Friday night, because then her store would be closed anyway, and no one would be margish b'tfilasa. So that's an extreme where it's a non-standard consideration why she didn't want to go to the mikveh earlier, but Maria Sad said that was enough to be matir going to the mikveh Friday night. For her, that's considered to be tfila b'zmana. But in practice, what emerges from the Ramah is absent the contrary minhag, even if a tefillah was delayed to Friday night for whatever reason, as long as there was no pshia, the way the Shach understands, that'll be mutter on Friday night. Sidri Tara thinks that even the pshia is going to be mutter, that the Shach, who's explaining the Trumas Hadeshah, which is part of the basis of the Ramah, that the Sidri Tara thinks in Sivkatan Dalid, when the Ramah says, the Malkum Shay Minog Ein Lahachmir, that's going even if there is a pshia, that even in the most extreme situation where the woman could have gone to the mikveh earlier and she didn't, still Ein Lahachmir. The Sefer Torah says that since the Taz is Machmir against the Shach, so if she Mamish was Mazida, Lashon the Sefer Torah is she didn't go to the mikveh earlier, B'mered U'B'mal B'li Shum Tam, that out of sheer rebellion, for no good reason, she didn't go to the mikveh earlier. So then the Sidri Tara agrees that we shouldn't let her go Friday night. That anything short of the Mered Ubamal Ublishim Tam will be matir. So I don't think any of our communities have this kind of firm minhag that the Ramah talks about of not allowing a tefillah on Friday night if it's in any way shalom bismana. So for all intents and purposes, it's rare to have a case of a woman that doesn't go earlier because of Mered B'mal B'li Shem Tam. So in practice, it's rare to find a case where we wouldn't allow a Friday night tefillah if she hasn't gone to the mikvah yet. Now, if it's not Ba'al B'ir, just to note, a minug that the Darkei Tshuva quotes, Sifkat and Gimel, not to allow tefillah even B'chol, he quotes from a Shvus Yaakov, Chela Gimel Simen Ayin Zayin, that there are places where the minhag was not to allow a woman to go to the mikveh if ein ba'il be'ir, even during the week, mishum sakana, chamira sakanta me'isura. We don't know. And Rav Avadia quotes about this, page Taf Mem Tes, that some people were knowing in this situation to ward off the sakana, either if a woman went to the mikveh and it wasn't by the ear, either to put a knife under her pillow or to put a baby next to the bed, that would ward off any potential sakana. I hear Rabbi Sabalowski on a tape once say, just be careful not to do both of them together. And some of that would solve the problem. Even the Aruch HaShulchan, who's not one for these kind of concerns below Tom, writes that was a practice in his town, in Vardik, not to allow women to go to the mikvah if ein ba'il be'ir. So maybe in Hungarian communities, this is more like the Darkei Tshuva, this is more of a concern. But I think in most of our communities, we're not as worried about such sakanas. We got another 5 minutes? Okay, so let's just talk a little bit about using hot water on Friday night. So till now, when we're talking about tefillah b'lel Shabbos, we're assuming tefillah b'tzonein, where mikra din, there's no problem, even midrabanan, of rechitzas kol gufo on Shabbos. But b'chamin, even shehuk b'me'er Shabbos, would be a problem of rechitzas on Shabbos midrabanan. So the Achronim discuss, are there grounds to allow tefillah b'chamin on Friday night? Piskei Tshuva Sivkatan Beis quotes from the Chacham Tzvi that if you're going to go to the mikveh Friday night, It has to either be in cold water, or it has to be banish mashos, because we weren't gozer derabanans the banish mashos at tzarich mitzvah. So if you go banish mashos, then we're not concerned about the derabanan of rafitzas kol gufo b'mayim shehuchmu ne'er shabbos b'makom mitzvah. Then the Piskei Tshuva is Mitzayin Anoda Bihuda, Tinyana Orachayim Kaftalid, Tinyana Orachayim Kaftalid, who is Mitzayin of Korban Nisano. Korban Nisano, Perek Beis Shabbos Simin Kaf Beis Os Kuf, Perek Beis Simin Kaf Beis Os Kuf. Korban Nisano writes, without explanation, that the Gzeiras Merchatzos, not to wash yourself bechamin on Shabbos, even hukma erev Shabbos, wasn't applied to tevila b'mikvah. So the Korban Nisano has such a comment with that explanation that the Gzeiras Merkotzos didn't apply to tevila b'mikvah. Why not? Korban Nisano doesn't explain. The Noda Behuda suggests maybe the whole reason for the Issur Rechitza is we're worried you may come to heat up hot water, you may come to heat up water on Shabbos. Tvila is as soon as you can Friday night. So we're not choshesh that you're going to heat up water for Tvila Friday night because you're going to the mikveh as soon as possible the minute it's night. So we're not worried you're going to come to the mikveh and then start heating up water because Tvila is always the earliest possible point. And he says, Rashi Shabbos, Lamentesim and Aleph, Divamaskal Bakli, Lamentesim and Beis, sorry, Divamaskal Bakli, Rashi Shabbos, Lamentesim and Beis, Divamaskal Bakli, right? So we're concerned. Why do we aser Rechitza Bechamin Shehuch Mimer Shabbos? Because people might think that you heated it up on Shabbos. So what are you worried about by a mikvah? By a mikvah, Shuvin is aser. So no one's going to think that you took hot water, you heated it up on Shabbos according to the mikvah, because you can't be tovel b'shuvin anyway. Now, yeah, got to kosher mikvah that, and then you're pouring shuvin into it, which should be fine. Okay. Nevertheless, the Noda Behuda thinks that without a raya mukhrachas, you can't be matir going to the mikvah b'chamin on Friday night. And therefore, in the next siman kafe, that the Piskei Tshuva is mitzayin, he says that his instructions were to stop heating up the mikvah 2 hours before Shabbos, so that by the time Shabbos begins, the water won't be hot anymore, it will be lukewarm, it will be poshrit. Rav Yashiv is quoted as saying by Rabbi Morgenstern that you should use lukewarm water, use poshrin. What's poshrin? Aruch HaShulchan in Hilcha Shabbos, Shin Kav Vav Os Gimel writes, not so clear. Maybe it means less than what your average person would call hot. That's what Rabbi Karp writes, and it doesn't feel hot. It's not ice cold, but it doesn't feel hot. Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Dalet Simen Mem Dalet, Chelek Dalet Simen Mem Dalet quotes from Achronim that poshrin is kechamimus harok, the temperature of saliva. So that's what the Noda Behuda said. You have to use poshrin. That's what Rav Yashiv is quoted as saying. In America, I think everybody uses hot water Friday night. I don't know what the practice is in Eretz Yisrael. And various explanations as to why we allow that. Avnei Nezer, Simen Tav Kuf Kavav, Aleph and Arachayim. Arachayim, Simen Tav Kuf Kavav, Os Aleph. Says maybe the Gzeira of Merchatzos doesn't apply for Yosef and Echnas. And Merchasos is to take a bath. But to jump in and jump out, as you do for tefillah, no one's hanging out in the mikvah. You're going in and out. So maybe the Xeris Merchasos wasn't extended to that kind of Yosef and Echnas. And therefore, it'd be mutter to go to the mikvah b'chamin Friday night, because that's not b'chlal Xeris Merchasos. Sidrei Tara Oz Tezayin says that the minhag is to be tovel b'chamin, because to go to the mikveh in cold water would be tzara degufa, and lo gazru b'makom tzar. That lo gazru, the iser merchatzos, xeris merchatzos b'makom tzar, And to go to the mikvah, when it's cold, in cold water, would be tsar. And the Darkei Tshuva writes in Sivkat and Zayin, quoting from the Binyan Siyan Simen Ayin Vav, Binyan Siyan Simen Ayin Vav, that this is a minag midoros kanonim, it's an old minag, and you shouldn't be ma'arer on this minag. It's been the practice for generations. You shouldn't be ma'arer on the practice. Rav Ozner writes, Chelek Hei Simen Mem Dalid, Yesh Amal Lismok, right? At least in America, I think it's a universal practice that Friday night you use regular temperature heated water. Rabbi Willig in Riverdale has women go to the mikvah 20 to 25 minutes after Shkia Friday night. And the Ikra din, that's already Tzeis HaKochavim, according to the Gaonim. But it's still been a Shvashos, according to others. So then your Maviach, then the Ikra din is already Lila, but your Maviach, those calculations that it's still been a Shvashos, and then your Maviach, the potential Kula, that lo gozru ben hashmashas b'makom mitzvah. And he points out the additional consideration that if you have the women go to the mikvah 20, 25 minutes after Shkia Friday night, so then they're not going to be running into all the men leaving shul when they're going to the mikvah if they were to go 50 minutes after Shkia, which is a problem in other communities that don't allow this, where if you have a mikvah near the shuls, that could create violations of tznius. I believe the practice in Breuer's is to allow tzvila, the earlier part of Ben Hashmashos, for members of the kehillah, but not for foreigners. So if you're a card-carrying member of the kehillah, they'll let you go to the mikvah within that earlier window after Shkia. Sidri Tara says that was a minhag in Frankfurt. Sidri Tara Sivkat on Tess. Although he quotes the Beer Sheva and Chuvos was masig on this minhag in Frankfurt, even though it sounds like in the Beer Sheva that his problem was directed against people that went to the mikvah when it was still, even before Shkia, Friday night. Okay. And finally, back to Minhagim in Hungary. Darkei Tshuva Sivkat in Yudalid, actually not Hungary, but he quotes that there are people that had a minhag of not going to the mikvah Motzei Shabbos. He says this is a minhag in some places in Poland, Galicia, and Russia, that they considered it a sakana to go to the mikvah Motzei Shabbos. And he writes that even in Munkach, when the Darkei Tshuva came to Munkach, he noticed that all the mikvahs were locked on Motzei Shabbos. And he was mevatel that practice. He says, maybe, where did this come from? He said, maybe it came from an erroneous understanding of a Bar Hetev. Bar Hetev, Simon Kuf Sadi Tes, Sivkatin Yud Aleph. Kuf Sadi Tes, Sivkatin Yud Aleph, quotes from Amasas Bin Yamin, that there's a minag not to do a Hefsek Tara on Shabbos. Because if you do a Hefsek Tara on Shabbos, you start counting your Shiva Nekiyim on Sunday, so then Leil Tefillah is Motzei Shabbos. And then you're going to have to be marking the Chafifa from Tefillah. So there's a minhag in some places, apparently, to avoid starting your Shiva Nekiyim on Sunday so that you'd avoid a Motzei Shabbos Tefillah. So the Darkei Tshuva thinks maybe this practice in some communities to not go to the mikvah Motzei Shabbos was a derivative of this Masas Binyamin to stack the deck so that you wouldn't have a Motzei Shabbos tefillah for Chafifa reasons. But the Darkei Tshuva writes that they're mevatel this minhag in Munkach, and I don't know if there are any communities now. I'm not aware of any communities that have such a practice. Okay, so we'll stop here for today. And I'll pick up Mirza Shem next time with the rest of Simon Kuf Sadi Zayin.